страницы 827-828. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух примеры на новые слова.
1. A national flag. A national holiday. A national park. A national hockey team. A national economy. International cooperation. International contacts. International exchanges. 2. Which of you know how many member countries there are in the United Nations organization? 3. Where will the next chess championship be held? 4. The Goodwill Games held in Seattle in the summer of 1990 attracted athletes from many countries. 5. He always beats me at tennis. They beat their opponents 3-0. Her heart beat faster as she ran. 6. The commentator said the teams had drawn 3-all. 7. I wonder who will take over as captain of the team. 8. A team's success often depends on the coach. 9. They want to find a new man to coach the players. 10. We want to speak on equal terms.
11. I wonder if the two firms are equally reliable. 12. He plays the guitar and the banjo equally well. 13. If you aren't happy about the performance of the machine, we'll replace it. 14. Our football team's performance has been excellent this year. 15. They'll give 2 more performances before leaving Britain. 16. His performance as Othello was terrible. 17. I can speak Spanish fairly well, but I find it difficult to understand people if they speak too fast. 18. What was the score? 19. Who scored the first goal? 20. Do you think they will achieve their goal?
21. Everybody was very impressed by the pianist's performance. I wasn't particularly impressed. Were you? 22. He said the film hadn't impressed him at all. 23. We were impressed by the friendly reception they gave us. 24. I wonder why radio reception is so poor today. 25. They are the most hospitable people I've ever met. 26. I was impressed with their hospitality and kindness. 27.
We write to thank you for your warm reception and hospitality.
28. We are grateful for your hospitality. 29. He said he'd do his best to solve the problem as soon as possible. 30. I wonder what makes you think so.
31. I wonder what made him disappear from the party without saying goodbye to anybody. 32. When do you think your new book will appear? 33. He has appeared in every large concert hall in Europe. 34. I admit, the result wasn't very impressive, but believe me, the team was doing its best to win the match with a better score. 35. It won't be easy, I admit, but we must do our best to solve the problem. 36. The story has been published in several magazines.
Страницы 828-829. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1. On the phone. Are you watching the hockey, John?
Of course I am. How can I miss a game when my favourite team's playing?
I was just wondering if you could tell me the score. Something went wrong with my telly a few minutes ago. There's no reception on this particular channel.
3-2. Clayton's just scored a marvellous goal.
Oh, good. An exciting game, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Come over and let's watch it together.
Thanks a lot. I'll be at your place in 10 minutes.
2. At the airport.
I'm sorry the time has come for us to say goodbye to each other. Are you happy about the results of your visit here?
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure we're going to have a good market here. I'll do my best to make my colleagues realise that the game is worth the candle.
It is, without any doubt.
I'm afraid we haven't got much time left now. I want to thank you all for your hospitality and warm reception.
Ah, the pleasure was all ours. We hope to see you again soon. Have a pleasant flight.
Thank you. I'll send you a fax as soon as I've talked to my people at home. 3. At an exhibition of agricultural equipment.
How did you like the Finnish tractors?
Well, they aren't bad, but I wasn't particularly impressed. They're most definitely not the last word in agricultural machine building.
No, they aren't. But they're small, cheap, and not difficult to operate.
I've seen similar machines in the Dutch pavilion. They're all computerised.
But that makes them more difficult for an ordinary farmer to use, doesn't it?
Well, I admit they require more skill from the operator, but the new generation of farmers has enough education to understand the instructions, of course, if they're clear and simple.
Страницы 830-831.
Topics for discussion. Discussing sports and games. 2. British and Russian journalists are talking about sports and games in a program for Russian television. Here is part of their conversation.
By the way, which are the most popular games in this country? If you mean games that are popular with both fans and players, it's ice hockey and football. When you say football, do you mean soccer or rugger or both? I beg your pardon. I don't quite get you.
There are two kinds of football. Association football, or soccer, played by teams of 11 with a round ball, and rugby, or rugger, played by teams of 15 with an oval ball.
Oh, I see. In this country, when we say football, we always mean soccer. Rugby isn't so popular.
You don't play cricket or golf here, do you?
Golf's coming in. There are even some golf clubs in big cities. As to cricket, frankly, most people don't know anything about it here. I don't know how it's played myself.
It's pretty difficult to describe.
You have to see it played. By the way, a single game can last 2 days.
2 days?
That must be awfully tiring.
The players don't all play at the same time. Each team has 11 men, like in soccer, but there are always 9 players waiting their turn and not playing in one of the sides. It's 11 against 2 all the time.
Well, that sounds pretty unfair, doesn't it?
Oh, no. Cricket's the fairest game in the world. The players must never lose their temper or complain, even if there's a mistake. It's a good game because it teaches you how to lose a game without losing your temper. In fact, it forms your character. If someone acts unfairly, we often say, "It isn't cricket." That's very interesting. I wonder if they play cricket in the United States.
I don't think so.
Their national game's baseball, a most exciting game requiring great skill. But cricket's played in most other English-speaking countries in Asia and Africa, and in Australia and New Zealand as well. I wonder if the other sports and games here are different from those we've got at home.
I don't think so. In my opinion, the main thing about sports and games in this country is that more and more people begin to realise their importance for the health and try to do something to keep themselves fit. Both adults and children go in for some kind of sport or another: swimming, track and field, athletics, figure skating. Bodybuilding, judo and karate are becoming increasingly popular.
And what's your favourite sport?
Gymnastics. I started when I was very young, and I still go to the gym regularly and practice, though I no longer go in for competitions.
And what's yours?
Jogging. I run my 6 miles every morning and find that's enough to keep me fit.